We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right, yeah. For that thing.
You're gonna win? Yeah. Hey, y'all, you might have noticed that this episode is dropping on a date that we don't normally release. I mean, our regular feed goes on Wednesdays, our Patreon drops on Fridays.
Are you spooked? Are you scared?
Aaron, put that flashlight
down. Are you wickedly talented?
We've done this once before. We thought to offer up to everyone, to the general public, one of our Patreon episodes. This is one of our favorite episodes. This one we call Hey Relationship. Relationship is the three of us playing three relationship advice-giving hosts.
Mm-hmm.
It's long-form improv. It got a really nice response from those who listened to it. But we thought to generate interest in more people subscribing to our Patreon, we thought to release this to everyone.
Well, I'm sorry, Adel. I don't mean to mess this up, but in the email that you sent us, you said specifically we were going to trick these rubes into buying our Patreon, right? Am I...
JPC.
What, I'm misreading the context?
I like all of those words.
I said dupe these fucks. If you're going to quote me, get it right.
We're also releasing this because we hope to do a second episode of this. And so if you need relationship advice from Plomp, Felix, or Beverly Condolences, please email hrrpodcast@gmail.com and they will answer your relationship advice questions.
I hope you enjoy the episode.
And if you're already subscribed to our Patreon, don't worry. We're not going to make a habit out of this. You still get all the good stuff.
This is one of the worst episodes. You all know it's a really bad episode. And that's why it's free for everybody.
Enjoy.
Clue Crew.
The doctor was the mum. Sorry, old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limit and brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Adel Rafai. We also got on the megaphone.
Hi, Mary Clue.
And all on the sousaphone.
Oh, wait, I thought it was a theremin. I thought I was supposed to be playing a theremin.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
JPC.
No, I said go to therapy.
And I told you when I told my dad, I'm sorry. And you're listening to an episode of the Clue Crew. And you're listening to an episode of the Choo Choo.
You're listening to JPC Have a Stroke.
Oh, I just put a big wad of spit in my mouth. And
different
I'm
strokes.
Chewing tobacco. No, you listen to the Clue Crew, and we are so happy that you could join us here on this Patreon Friday.
What if the show Different Strokes was just a doctor being like, well, like your speech could slow down, you could slump over, your right arm could go.
What if Different Strokes was just a doctor being like, I'm going to try different kinds of swimming.
What if Different Strokes was a doctor who was not in the surgery but was playing golf in a caddy, was just like maybe a little off the backswing?
What if Different Strokes was just Bob Ross? He's like, oh, I got to take this brush here. We're going to put a little bush.
So on that note.
What if Different Strokes was a doctor who starts an indie rock band, but they do all their songs a little bit different?
What if Different Strokes was a 13-year-old boy learning how to masturbate?
What if Different Strokes was a bunch of teens using cigarettes in different ways, and it's also called Different Smokes?
Now we're done because it's not strokes.
We jumped the stroke.
Unfortunately for this episode,
we
the three of us do need to
we
head out. So we got to get out of here.
All right. Bye, everyone.
See you guys.
I fortunately found three replacements. There are three certified, and I'm using that in air quotes because I'm not 100% sure, relationship experts who've come in here.
Oh, I love air quotes. It's about that dog who learned how to cite books.
Nothing in the rules says a dog can't cite books.
It's a first-person source.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Oh, air quotes.
So the three relationship experts are going to come in here and answer some common relationship questions. So we hope to learn a thing or two about relationships. Maybe it will help you in your current relationship. But we're going to head out and then, we'll see you later. What's the name of one of the guys, JPC, that's coming in?
Okay. So I just got this email that they were coming in. This is all I have is a name for this person. It is Fladorius Plump.
Does he have a nickname?
Nope.
Oh God.
Fladorius Plump?
Fladorius Plump.
Is that guy going to sound like me?
I guess so. Who's the lady that's coming in?
The lady who's coming in is someone that we all know and respect. It's a multi-million-dollar selling author who bought her own books. Her name is Beverly Condolences.
Beverly Condolences.
Beverly
She's
Condolences.
Great.
She is
She's
great.
Super Southern, super fun.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying that. And then...
Yeah, my guy talks
it
like
says
this.
Here that we also have Felix Missing Son, because he has a missing son.
Okay.
And he's a relationship expert.
And of course, he was named after his son went missing.
He was named after his son went missing, or that's just a horrible...
He changed his name.
Got it. Sure. Felix Missingson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was the first one?
Fladorius Plump.
I'm going to call him Plump. I'm definitely just going to call him Plump.
I don't know that a person whose last name was Plump would love to be called just Plump.
I can't even say his first name. All right, well,
why don't we
heading out. You're going to hear some intro music, and then we'll already be gone.
The hardest boat to sail is a relationship. Relationship advice. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It seems like we're back. Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Pretty good, Beverly. How are you doing?
I'm same as I ever was.
It's me, Fladorius Plump, but of course you can call me Plump because I prefer to be called Plump.
And as always, it's me, Felix Missing Son.
Did you find him?
No. No, Fladorius.
Of course, we start every episode by checking in to see if you found
him. Did you find him?
I didn't find him. The search continues another week.
Everyone has decided, the public has decided that he most certainly ran away, but you keep thinking that he was taken.
He left a note, right?
Yes, he left a note. It was,
So it was like a high C?
It was a high C. He left a high C the drink.
And you interpreted that to be
that note,
the
yes.
note. So
in the fridge, and that
Can I ask you something?
7 years ago today.
You know, 7 years ago that they did find there was a choir teacher who stole a bunch of kids. Not kidnapped, stole.
Stole, yes, because
Do you think that it might have been him?
You know, Fladorius,
Please call me Plump.
Plump. It could be.
Please call me Plump.
I don't.
Plump,
I just
Plump. Fizz. But what advice it is?
I just don't know. I just miss him, and I want him back, and I will never stop searching.
No, you're like the Jackson 5. You brought him back.
Well, Plump, I want to be the first one to congratulate you on your 4 p.m. Slot. You got promoted to 4 p.m. on CBS.
I got promoted to 4 p.m.
And what's the name of your relationship show?
Plomping it out.
He was a 3 a.m. slot. Yeah. He got moved to 4 p.m. He is getting that after school, after work crowd. We're very proud of you.
Pretty big deal.
It was a typo. You were supposed to go to 4 a.m., but they did accidentally move you to 4 p.m.,
like that they're honoring their mistake.
Yeah, I mean, they contractually obligated you're going to run for at least 2 years.
Felix, remind the people at home what channel you're on and what the name of your show is, your time slot and such.
I am on ABC Second Family, which is the ABC
Second Family.
Yes, it's an
that's like a side channel.
It's a side
that
channel
you don't tell your main channel about.
Yeah,
you don't tell ABC about it.
Only certain cable providers can get ABC Second Family. I believe it's now called Freeform Plus. But ABC Second Family is basically it's all of the programming that ABC Family couldn't use because it was too blue, and so we've moved onto that platform.
And
now,
famously, all the shows and programming on Second Family, there's no sons in those shows and programs, right?
I've requested that they not put any
remove all the
father-son relationships in those programs until my boy is back home. Isaac, if you're out there, I miss you.
And Beverly, you have some big exciting news as well. You got a new book published.
A new book.
What's the title of that book?
The title of that book is It's Okay to Get Married When You're a Teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
the title of the book. Oh, and as you know, I am on the CW, so a lot of my audience is teens.
And CW stands for Characters Welcome.
Characters Welcome.
You're on USA.
Yeah.
An easier way to say that would
you
be to say
you're on USA.
You're on USA. Characters welcome.
Because the characters are welcome. But yeah, most of my audience is teens, so I give a lot of teen love advice. That's what I'm an expert in.
Well, I got to say, it's a step up. Not a step up, but it's new territory from previously you were on Cartoon Network.
And you know what? That was actually an honor to be on there, and I did get hired.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but that's all right. But now I'm on
USA
Characters Welcome.
What's Zorak like?
Just as you imagine, but with a really intense sexual energy.
Okay. Just how I imagine.
So, gentlemen, the three of us all relationship experts.
Yes, a relationship expert.
Yes, in our fields, we're all relationship experts. The only relationship I can't advise on is that between a father and his son.
I also want to say, just to be sensitive to everyone's needs.
And please stop being sensitive to my knees.
Oh, well, I'll stop rubbing your knees.
Stop rubbing my knees.
Yep. I do want to be sensitive. Felix, your ex-wife's name is Pert, right?
So yes.
Let's avoid saying expert.
Yes.
Is that fun?
You know what? It's going to be hard for me to avoid saying that because her and I are close.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're dating, right?
No, if her and I kiss sometimes when we're real tired, then we kiss sometimes, but I'm not
You're like a
sides.
Katy Perry song, Come to Life, firework.
Again, I don't want to talk about Pert, and so that's why I've requested that Freeform Plus remove Pert, so Pert's off Plus.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Shampoo.
Real poo for my sham friends, shampoo for my real friends, am I right?
All couples have their issues.
Yes.
And no one's perfect.
No one's perfect. Nobody's nerfed. I have it on a cat poster.
And that is in your shower?
Yes, it's very wet.
I have a cat poster that says, hang in there, and I have it on the hanger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, if you had a partner, Felix, I'm sorry, or
I've had partners before.
Or anyone, and they had an annoying little habit, and it was driving you crazy. What's a good way to let your partner know without hurting their feelings?
Okay, I'll field this one first. This is, of course, Plump's perfect advice. I suggest that
Plump's perfect advice.
Yeah.
I love your little buttons. I love your little buttons on your little themes, Plump.
Yeah. I suggest that you do the little annoying thing back to them without making a big deal out of it. Do it subtly. So if perhaps they chew their nails, you constantly chew your nails when you're around them. And if they see their bad habits mirrored back to them, they'll eventually say, what are you doing? And you say, exactly. And problem solved. So I think instead of confronting them, you just passive-aggressively do the same thing. I hope that they notice. And then when they call you out, say, that's what you're doing.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
You know, I think that if you can't deal with someone's annoying little habits, then you shouldn't be fucking a nun. I miss my son so much.
Missing son. This is advice from a man with a missing son.
Isaac, your daddy loves you.
Let's see. What would I do? Again, I'm mostly an expert on teenage love. But what I think you, what I would do is whatever their annoying habit is, call the HR at the place that they work. Make up a funny little something like this. Pretend that you work in that building.
For sure.
And then complain about like, this boy, this guy, he chews his nails. And then you complain to their HR. It becomes their problem. It becomes professional.
So you want people to call and do an impression of Maria Bamford?
Is this Maria Bamford?
That's a pretty close 100%. Approximation.
Well, that was an accident, and I apologize. I hope I don't get sued. But it wouldn't be the first time. It won't be the last time.
It wouldn't be the first time that Maria Bamford has sued you, correct?
Oh, absolutely not. You know what I dim?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you dim? Some?
Yeah.
Do you dim some?
You dim some, you lose some.
Also, the two of you have both sued me multiple times.
Yes. Yeah, there's been a few lawsuits. Yeah. One time there was a bit of infringement on my jeans. I wear a specific type of denim, and you wore that as a jacket, and I said that that will not stand.
There was a time a few years ago when I was opening civil suits on a lot of people because I was taking random shots that someone had taken my Isaac from me, and I was just hoping that one of them landed, and someone settled out of court. No one, of course, did. I lost a lot of money on a lot of filing procedures.
An Isaac for an Isaac, and the whole world is blind.
I'm certainly blessed without my Isaac.
I'm untouchable, though. None of your lawsuits really affected me too hard.
No,
yeah,
Ms. Bungle.
So much money.
Yeah,
Ms. Bungle. Beverly condolences. Made of money.
So what would you do? How would you not hurt your partner's
feelings?
What
would you do with your time down home? Man, I don't know.
You know, honestly, you're plump. Please, your partner has an annoying little habit, and I think that what is important for you to do is focus on the good side.
Yeah.
Focus on everything else that they do that you loved, and that little annoying thing is going to melt away. Because I want you to imagine a world where your partner is suddenly ripped.
Imagine a world
from your life. And they are no longer there, and you don't get to see them, and you can't hold them, and you can't kiss them, and you can't watch them grow up, and you can't, you know, teach them how to ride a bike and teach them how to read a book, because they're gone, and you'll never see your partner again. So think about that little annoying thing they do.
Your son went missing when he was 14. Did you not teach him how to read?
I wasn't around a lot. I wasn't around a lot. His mother had primary custody.
Per
place. I had partial custody of Isaac, and so I did miss some of the big milestones.
That's a shame to hear.
Yeah, it's a shame to hear.
Also, if they have a bad habit, maybe just divorce them.
Yeah, you could also divorce them.
Beverly, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, after you.
No, Beverly, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say, what's the next question?
Oh, I've got a next one.
Yeah.
So say you and your partner have a difference of opinion in parenting.
Whoa.
For example, one of you wants to spank your kids and the other does not. Or one of you thinks popsicles are an okay breakfast food and the other doesn't.
Boo, those are some good examples. Well, Plump's going to take this one first. This will be Plump's advice.
Plump's advice.
Okay, Plump, take it away.
My parenting advice would be...
Worth it. Go continue. I'm so sorry.
Here's what me and Diane do. When me and Diane were
working, famously married to Diane Keaton. Is that correct?
Me and Diane Keaton.
Yes, please.
After she had a Ex-Wives Club movie.
They say that once you plump, the fun doesn't stop.
Once you plump, the fun doesn't stop. Yeah. We do a little thing that we call nature versus nurture, which is she nurtures the kid and loves it and cares for it and makes sure it's healthy.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it outside and make it tell ghost stories around the campfire, roast marshmallows, make s'mores, and learn how to paint a fence.
So I think what Plump is trying to say here is that it takes two to tango, and you can have differences of opinion. You just have different parents doing different duties. Is that what you're saying, Plump?
Are you trying to promote Tango and Cash Part 2? It takes two to tango.
Look, the search for Isaac has dipped into some of my funds. I've had a bunch of lawsuits go tails up and not my way. And so, yes, I have had to take out some. I'm a living billboard for Tango and Cash 2 at this point.
Did you contact, what's the one with Brendan Walsh?
The one with Brendan, what to do?
The guy whose son is missing and America's Most Wanted, or what's the...
That's Joe Walsh from the Eagles.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've only been watching Riverdale for the last 3 years, so I'm not sure about any pop culture.
Riverdale, is that on USA now?
It is. It moved to the USA Network.
Characters welcome.
So you believe in, you don't believe in nurture, you do believe in nature. Is that why you dropped your son in the woods for years and he got raised by chimpanzees?
Yes, I told my son, but if you can find your way back in these woods filled with chimpanzees who are famously in jungles. Then
one man's woods is another man's jungles.
If these forest monkeys can secure your safety, then you can... come back home, and your mother, Diane Keaton, will love you, Annie Hall.
Well, I love that, and I think popsicles are suitable any time of the day. And fudgicles, and creamsicles.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Beverly, what's your favorite guilty pleasure snack?
Ass. Yeah. So, moving on.
Beverly famously eats ass before, don't eat ass before midnight.
Don't eat ass within 30 minutes of swimming.
You'll drown in ass.
All right. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Bo.
What if...
Bo.
Is this a question you're posing?
Actually, there's two. This is a two-part question. What are your thoughts on PDA?
PDA.
Public displays of affection.
Mm-hmm. PDA. I feel like PDA is a good way to let people know you're off limits. a lot of people want to get a slice of the plump, and I...
Do people want to get a slice of the plump?
Oh, yeah.
Mostly people want to take 2 pounds of flesh off of me, you know, come at me with knives.
Like Merchant of Venice? Mm-hmm. Like taking a pound?
Yeah, a pound of flesh.
I've been out to plump with plump before. They really like his peaches. They want to shake his tree.
Yeah, but it's, it's very true. Much it's like Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller Band, yes.
And Felix, what about you? Are people trying
hold
to
on.
Get...
I was going
to
say that I feel like PDA is unacceptable and disgusting unless you're at the Six Flags, and then it's encouraged and beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Felix?
PDA, go back and forth. At the one end, it's warms the heart to see people doing expressions of love. At the other end, when it's not you and when you're alone, you start to resent human nature and humanity as you see them interact with each other. I think the far better thing to do is to do public displays of affection in public where you can control it in a private way. For instance, giving someone a hand job at a movie theater while your jacket is over their lap. That, to me, is...
I love that you said the word jacket. We're talking about giving a hand job.
I got to know, Felix, it seems that like you're talking from experience. What movie were you getting this hand job during?
I was giving this hand job.
And during what movie?
It was every Fast and the Furious movie after Tokyo Drift. I didn't see that one in theaters.
The only hand job I gave in a theater was during the Red Eye movie. Remember that movie with Rachel McAdams about the Red Eye?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gave a hand job. This is not a real story. I'm saying it as if it is.
Sure, yeah. Cillian Murphy really gets me going, so that makes sense to me.
For me, it was the plane.
To me, it's the risk. It's just the risk of being caught.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't play risk. I'll flip over the board.
Plop.
The plop. The secret is
Kim
Chakta.
Can't play risk. We are so mad.
Just hold Kim Chakta. Hold Siam and you're good.
No, I heard Australia is a way to go.
That's Siam is the fucking only entrance to
what?
Australia.
But that's what I'm talking about. We're on the same page.
I like
to go to Six Flags, put my hand in my wife's back jean pocket, make a little, a nice little hand in the butt.
Diane Keaton at Six Flags? I can't even imagine that.
I love her hats. She's got the best hats.
Felix, when was the last time you went on a date? Plop and I were out to dinner the other night having the best time, and we thought... Let's talk about our friend Felix and when was the last time he went out on a date.
Well, I don't... That's
we went to Rudy Tuesdays. It's not just a song. It's a restaurant.
Yeah, the best burgers in town. That's tough to say. I feel like if I were to answer that question, I've been on many dates recently, but at the end of every one of those dates, the person I've been on a date with has told me, this was not a date. You can't tell people this was a date.
And they also say you've been served.
Yeah, and they said you've been served.
But not food.
It's at a TCBY. I am getting served more
soft
diverse.
Served. Being soft served?
I'm getting soft served deeper divorce papers at a TCBY. So what Pert is doing is she's serving me additional.
The country's best, you got served.
She's serving me additional rounds of divorce papers that more deeply divorced me from her assets. We're so far divorced at this point.
Deep divorce.
I could die and she'd feel
it's like
nothing.
The Marianas Trench of divorce.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's actually remarried and been divorced multiple times and then divorced me in between each one of those divorces.
You hate to hear that.
It's troubling.
Beverly, what do you feel about PDA?
I think it should be overt, disgusting, and often in any relationship. How else are people supposed to know that you're in a couple?
And you're saying overt the genes?
Yeah, overt the genes. Well, again, an expert in teenage love. Yeah. You're 18 years old. You're senior in college. I want you licking each other's faces by a locker. I want you in science class to be next to each other, and instead of doing the science experiments, you're doing experiments on each other's genitals.
Yeah, I agree. I have an advice, you know, on my 4 p.m. slot.
Congratulations again.
Thank you for plumping it up. I do give advice where I say, if you're at school, you take them to the candy shop, but the lollipop.
That's absolutely true. It's sage advice. Yeah. And Beverly, while we're talking about the subject, I know you wrote extensively in your second book. If I give you, I hate to put you on the spot. If I give you your second book, would you mind reading a quick passage about PDA? Because I feel like it's so succinct.
And it's okay to get married when you're a teenager.
I'm sorry. No, that's your third book.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
This is your second book. The sound that we make when kissing is a sound that humans invented. You could kiss silent. Here's your book.
And also, if you don't mind reading also the quote from Pete the DA. Pete DA.
Of course. My friend and former lover Pete the DA and I had this conversation once, and we believe that PDA should be an attack on a stranger's senses, all of them.
Sounds like a misprint.
Smell. Yeah. Relax.
No, the conversational style of her books is what draws the listener and the casual reader.
Teenagers like it. It's like Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
All right.
Beauty is in the flaws.
It should attack
freaking
their
phonies.
Sense of smell.
You damn phonies.
Sight. Taste. Touch.
Touch, yeah. With four to the five.
And
sea ghosts. The last sense is sea ghosts.
Yeah, it's sea ghosts. Yeah, exactly.
The five senses. Taste, sight,
so when you're kissing,
sound, smell, and sea ghosts.
Kiss loud, loud, loud. When you're kissing, make sure it smells something awful.
Oh, yeah. You got to leave parts of yourself on their face.
When you're kissing,
stinky
make
parts.
Sure you taste like cinnamon. Like, but not the fun kind of cinnamon, the kind of cinnamon that burns.
Yeah, like the cinnamon challenge.
Exactly.
You should be cinnamon challenging your partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you grow, by cinnamon challenging each other.
When you're talking to your aunts and it's running down your pants, diarrhea.
I don't want to keep bragging about my book, though.
No, please.
Let's take a quick break, and we're going to hear from one of our sponsors.
We have sponsors?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Ooh, I can't believe how soft and silky my hair feels. Let me just see what shampoo I'm using. Oh, my gosh. Would you believe it's beep plus? Unbelievable. Hey, Darren.
Yeah?
Have you tried beep plus?
Beep plus? Whatever happened to just beep?
Well, this is like that, but with more in it. It's enriched.
Fuck shampoo. Any convenience
store near you. I hate hearing those commercials for that shampoo, because it reminds me that my wife and I used to fuck.
I'm so sorry to hear. Well, it's weird that we came back, because we do have one more commercial.
It's not weird. We always come back and talk about the commercial, and then we go right off to the second commercial. So here
it is. Hey, kids, do you like miniature golf? Do you like cotton candy and hot dogs?
Yeah!
Yeah!
I can't hear you, kids.
Yeah!
I can't hear you, kids.
Yeah!
Can you vocalize your excitement?
Yeah.
Well, no, articulate yourselves.
Yeah! Yeah!
But with different words.
Yeah!
Yeah! Give me something.
Is your alligator deaf?
Is my alligator deaf?
Then you need Dr. Pretzel's Miracle Cure. Just rub a little bit of Dr. Pretzels on your alligator and watch the results.
What the hell is happening?
And we're back. Some great sponsors that we have here.
I love our sponsors.
Sorry, we're laughing in the studio.
Beverly
just let out a queef, and we all thought that was very funny.
There's a slow gas leak in the studio.
Beverly let out a queef.
They've told us just to bear with it, and that this slow cast leak will resolve itself. We're gonna push on and continue doing the show.
Continue to give some advice to our relationship.
Continue giving relationship advice, Isaac. If you're listening, come home. Daddy misses you.
All right, so gentlemen.
Yes.
What?
Plop, are you okay? Plop.
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh, I forgot we do have one more sponsor.
Oh, no.
So let's go to that.
Let's go to that, yeah.
A young man, Isaac, went missing from his home 7 years ago on this date. Police aren't sure who took the boy, but if you have any information, you're going to want to call 1-800-444-555#. We have a message from the young boy's dad here.
Isaac, if you're out there, I'm not mad. Daddy's not mad. Daddy just wants you to come home so we can watch Tango and Cash 2 coming to a theater near you, Isaac, wherever you might be, if you're still in the continental United States, but earlier screenings available in New York and Los Angeles. Tango and Cash 2, it's time to cash in.
We're also getting reports that there is a missing 67-year-old woman who was last seen in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Here is the last known footage of her ordering a pizza.
Oh, I don't know what I want.
If you have any information, please contact our services at the website below. I've been Brendan Bosch.
Oh my gosh, we're back.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
We're back in. We're back in.
Okay, what should you always tell the truth about to your partner?
Oh, is this a riddle?
No.
Well, what should you always tell
your partner? I hate riddles.
I hate riddles.
Always
as
tell
well.
The truth about your height.
Height and weight. Oh, so this is pre-meeting someone.
Hype and wipe.
I don't think either of those things
always,
matter too much.
Always wipe.
Wait, not always.
Wipe till it's clear.
Not always.
Well, you always wipe.
Not always.
What do you mean, Felix?
When don't you wipe?
Felix, what do you mean?
What if you have a bidet?
No. Bidet to you, sir.
Bidet to you, sir.
And a bidet to both of you.
I recently discovered what a bidet is and what a bidet isn't. So what a bidet isn't is the sink in a gas station. I was told that is not what a bidet is, but the kindly attendant did explain to me what a bidet is, and I buy one for my toilet at home, and I have to say, I love it.
Yeah. Did you know that geysers are nature's bidet?
Yes.
if you want to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Sulfur is nature's water.
Wait. Explain.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I went camping. I sat on a geyser because I was far, far away from my bidet.
Uh-huh.
And water came out of everywhere. Or what was it, a geyser? It's like sulfur.
Are you
and water.
Saying
yeah,
you
sulfur.
Sat, you
it's
sat
hot
on
sulfur.
A guy and then you're calling me sir?
Yeah, well, that happened before, and that's why I needed the bidet.
So yes. Yes, absolutely.
And so I shot up to space. 40 feet or so.
And water
is coming everywhere.
You shot up 40 feet in that space?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it.
How high up was the geyser?
I remember I saw the video of you sitting on the geyser and shooting up, and you got all the way up to the top of space. You froze. You held up a little sign that said, yikes, and then another little sign that says, this is going to hurt, and then you plummeted down,
exactly.
Correct?
Yeah.
It was also a deer that had been given the power to jump as high as it can, but not the ability to land right next to me.
We all no jump deer.
Of course.
That jump deer splatted on the ground cushion your fall.
Yeah, but anyways, I was in the hospital for 3.5 months after that geyser situation.
I do want to congratulate you that the video of that geyser made it onto America's Funniest Home Videos, and that Bob Saget gave you a funny voice while you ascended into space.
Yeah, it was this one. It was the Maria Manfred one.
And that geyser won a check for $10,000.
Yeah.
So that geyser's doing pretty well now.
That geyser's living in the rich life.
Mm-hmm. This is my actual Maria Manfred impression. Do not push your mother. Do not.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. Let's all do an impression.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Go for it. Plomp. Okay.
This is my Bradley Cooper.
Plomp. You killed it. Not right out of the park, Plomp.
You don't have to be nice.
I'm not being nice.
No.
I don't even.
Plomp. Yeah, that's very good.
Well, pretty good.
This is an impression of my son, Isaac. Dad. Dad, I miss you. Keep looking. Don't give up, Dad. Keep looking.
Wait, how did you hear that in person?
I went online.
Most impressions are based on something you've heard or seen. So.
Sometimes impressions are based on you doing a different voice and then someone else saying, hey, that sounds like Alan Alda. And then that's your impression from then on.
Well, there you.
Yeah.
Both of you, I got another question for you. Are you ready?
We'd love another question.
All right, well, here's the thing. What are some fun gifts you can surprise your partner with when it's not a holiday?
I guess my favorite gift to surprise my partner with is the one where it's a cat doing a little shake and then it cuts to Shaquille O'Neal giving a little shake. That's a fun gift.
Oh, a gift.
Yeah,
what gifts?
To me, the most classic and best gift you could give to someone is to cut your hair and hope that they get you pocket watch, Jane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my favorite gifts is the one with the African-American boy who grabs his face and is like, oh, my God, in front of the screen. That one is a good one for me.
And what about a gift?
I'm sorry?
A gift with a T at the end.
Well, today is a gift because that's why we call it the present.
What about your son being missing?
Well, yeah, that's actually a torment. It's
what's the opposite of a gift?
Living hell. Ooh, the opposite of a gift is a giveaway, I guess.
So Isaac was a giveaway. Well, but he was taken.
He was a takeaway.
Or a runaway. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't. We would. Yeah. I would love to know.
I think that you should surprise. I mean, I will be honest with you. I got this idea from Felix a few moments ago. Yes. Hand job in a movie theater. You could do that on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Under a jacket and underneath your jacket.
A hand job in a movie theater is the gift that keeps on giving if you can keep coming.
Shave it, a hand job.
Plop.
Plop.
You know, another great gift is you can always give someone a custom-made cake for any occasion.
A cookie cake with some writing on it?
You can go into a Jewel or a Kroger or a Winn-Dixie all across this great country and ask them to put a custom message on a cake as long as it's not a profanity they legally can't turn you away.
Can I also say something? It's also great to get around the special time of year, give your partner a gift certificate to Cake Farts.
Yes, Queen.
They could watch unlimited videos of
unlimitedcakefarts.com. And this is, I don't want to get political here, but unlimitedcakefarts.com, we do have to declare what is a sponsor of this show.
Well, and speaking of, we need to take a quick break and hear from Unlimited Cake Farts.
Oh my gosh, we're back! Okay, so here's the thing. I got another question.
Yes, another question.
All right, so if a couple is not yet living together and not married, they're just boyfriend, girlfriend, or boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be, how many nights a week should they spend together in a healthy dating relationship?
How many nights should they spend together?
Per week.
Per week, okay. I'd say two nights.
Two nights?
Yeah.
Two out of the seven.
Yep.
All right.
I'm sorry, 7?
Days of the week.
Oh, okay.
Well,
did you think I said your son's name?
I'm sorry, I thought you said Isaac.
Oh, yeah, I thought.
Yeah, no.
I'm sick.
Oh, okay, plump. Maybe stop eating those chocolate-covered strawberries.
Or at least eat them with your mouth.
Yes.
At the very least.
Well, no.
Oh, they said strawberry, not suppository.
Suppositories.
I misread the...
suppositories. Okay, that's a really good question. Now, I guess if you put in like weekends in there, it's, you know, at least one night a weekend, so you know, one night during the week, maybe two nights during the week, give or take. So I would say 3 nights a week.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think like depending on the week, 3 or 4. I think 6 or 7's too much.
Too much. Yeah.
5 you're okay. 6 or 7's probably too much.
I would say 5. You're hardly alive. I have
6. What would you say for 6?
I have a rhyme for all of this. All
right, great. 1.
1, you're no fun.
2.
No. 2. Look at you.
3.
3.
3, that's for me.
4.
4.
Shut the door.
5.
You're alive.
6.
6.
Getting sick.
7.
7.
This is heaven. 4, someone else. This is my hell.
What about 23?
23 and me. Cobb.
Oh. Nice week.
Thank you.
I feel like absinthe makes your heart go pounder.
Absinthe makes your heart go pounder.
Yeah, you ever drink absinthe? It got wormwood in it. Makes you
it makes me totally fucking go, racing trying to get out of here. Yes.
Yeah. Does anybody have any pasta?
I have some in my stomach. Does that help?
No.
All right. Well,
how was it?
Well, pretty good. I ate it too fast, though.
I have some black bean farfalle. It's made of black bean and flour paste.
I'll pass.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got a question.
Sure. Yeah.
What is a relationship deal breaker? When should you leave them behind? That's my catchphrase on my TV show. Leave them behind.
If they have lied to you in a very big way. Like if they only ever married you for a green card so they could come here from Australia, more specifically the city of Perth, and
Uh-oh, Felix.
And then spend 2 years with you, have a son named Isaac, and then divorce you. That's a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry?
Birth plus.
Birth plus. Another big deal breaker specifically for me is if they get a TCBY yogurt employee to serve you divorce papers. To me, that's one step too far.
And was the TCBY employee someone that she was currently seeing?
It turns out that there wasn't a single TCBY employee in all of Illinois that she wasn't currently seeing.
I don't blame her.
No, I don't blame her either.
Tough spot to be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough spot.
But I feel like a good bicep breaker is to say, what are your likes? What are your interests? And then they'll say what theirs are, and they ask that to you, and that's nice, just breaks the deal.
That breaks the ship.
Oh, Plop, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of,
is your name Plump, or am I going crazy?
Plump. My name is, I know it on the birth certificate, is Fledorius Plump, which sounds like a character that was cut for time in the Harry Potter books.
I'm so sorry, Fledorius. We are out of time.
Cut for time?
Maybe next week you will be included in Harry Potter.
Yes.
Well, we can only hope.
Sorry, we ran out of time writing these books, Fledorius, and we we can't have
Fledorius
you.
Plop sounds Fledorius like Plop. He ran to be Minister of Magic and didn't win.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
So, Fledorius Plop sounds like the way that I would describe taking a really difficult shit.
Yep, they talked about Fledorius Plump. They went with Cornelius Fudge. And, tomato, Plump got the blob short end of the
song. I feel like a deal breaker for me is someone who they sang all the time. They go like this with their voice. Their voice is all shaky when mm-hmm, they sing. Mm-hmm. I also don't like when people are racist.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to put those in a certain order or as is? First is shaky singy voice. Second is racism.
I'm ready to move on.
All right.
Those are definitely my two biggest deal. Anyone who's intolerant to anyone, I'll kill them with my pitchfork.
Word. I would say one of my biggest pet peeves.
Your pitchfork review, right? Because you write reviews for alternative music for pitchfork.com.
I do. I'll just slay them in there. Completely
can
slay
you,
them in
can
there.
Can you just give us an excerpt from your Mars Volta review from their new EP?
Mars Volta. Who even is that?
Damn.
Brutal. Hot fire. Yeah, one of my biggest pet peeves is white nationalism.
Yeah, it's definitely a pet peeve.
That's just a pet. That just sticks in my craw.
One of my biggest pet peeves is the national.
And you had you also almost had a pet Jeeves, correct?
But,
had you been put into those Harry Potter books?
A pet Jeeves, yeah.
Yes.
Do you
my Patronus is a butler. He never gets rid of the Dementors. He just kind of gets a drink or some
amuse-bouche.
Yeah, get some amuse-bouche and the Dementors are distracted.
My Patronus would be a 2012 Impala. It was one body year back from the current body year.
And what do you think my Patronus would be?
Beverly, I feel like your Patronus
tequila?
Would be like a bottle of nice tequila.
Yeah,
top shelf.
Top shelf tequila. Uh-huh. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, something really nice like Dan Aykroyd's tequila.
Dan Aykroyd has tequila?
Oh, he's got a skull.
Or maybe like a deviled egg.
Yes.
That would hurt my feelings. Now that hurt my feelings.
Thank you, Patronus.
Do you think that it's okay and healthy and good and possible to be best friends with your partner, Felix Plump? What are your thoughts?
I would think that it is best case scenario ideal that you should be best friends with your partner. Your partner is a person that you should be able to share everything with like you would do a best friend. I feel like my best friends, I give them the same brutal honesty that I would also reserve for my partner. Now, saying that, one of my best friends in this entire world is... my son, Isaac.
Yeah, there we go.
And he was taken from me, stolen, and I know that he feels the same way, and sometimes I'm looking up at the moon. And
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but we do have one more sponsor that's we were told to air whenever you got too maudlin and depressed.
Okay.
So this is a very upbeat ad. We'll cut to now.
Do you have too many wolves on your property? Wolves can be a terrible burden, but they can also be a blessing in disguise.
Are you Wolford Brimley?
My name's Wolford Brimley, and I'm here to talk to you about Wolford Brimley's Brimley Wolf Detector.
Oh, my God.
This is a wolf detector that you could keep on the perimeter of your property that'll howl when wolves get too near.
Wow. Oh, it's working. But what do I do with my alligator's death?
Well, if you've got a deaf alligator, then look no further than Wolford Brimley's Alligator Brimley.
Oh, it looks like we have another sponsor, too.
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about? Another sponsor? I've never been so insulted in my whole life.
All right, this ad won't shut off. Wolford Brimley keeps going. All right, we do have another sponsor. I'm going to cut to that right now.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Isaac, and I'm your next American Idol. I ran away from home 7 years ago, and since then, I've been singing and dancing all over these great United States. And a little bit of Australia, too. I got dual citizenship because of my mom. Vote for me on American Idol. I can sing.
And we're back.
All right, let's do this.
What did we just see? What was that?
Well, I think
an ad for American Idol. It's back.
American Idol is back?
It's back.
Oh, thank God. I love that show. Simon, he's so brutal.
I don't think he's there anymore, pal.
Well, why even fucking watch then?
I think it's CeeLo Green and Toby Keith and
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
That sounds like a trash fire.
Adam Levine. And,
that's going to be a fucking no for me, dog.
Well, Beverly, how many more questions?
Beverly, we have plenty of time for questions.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, okay.
Okay, amazing. And also, if you have any questions for Felix, Beverly, and Plop, email your question to hrrpodcast@gmail.com, and that will get forwarded to us, and we'll answer your relationship questions if you liked this episode. If not, we'll completely forget it and ignore them.
Yes, and of course, HRR stands for, hey, relationships, right? Yeah. And then
I thought you were going to say, hey, relationships, relationships.
Well, that makes no sense.
Well, that's the name of our show.
Yes, our show.
Yes, of course. Well, that makes sense in that sense. In the literal sense, it makes sense, but.
Yes, it literally does make sense. That's what you meant to say.
In the literal sense, that makes sense.
Let me backpedal here. In the literal sense, that makes sense. But in the metaphorical sense, that makes sense.
Get off that bicycle. It's not yours.
Oh, I can't backpedal anymore. Wait.
Go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah,
I've been trying to keep healthy, and I took a page out of Ferris Bueller's book, and I get on the
he's going to be so furious.
Bicycle.
That's a library book.
Yeah, put that book. That's a reference book from a library. Put that page back.
Oh, well, now that page is ruined. That whole
book is
ruined.
But it's the table of contents.
All right, well, what does it say?
Well, it says chapter one, there's no fun.
The table.
Chapter two, there's one for you. Chapter three, let it be. Chapter four, a score. Chapter five, I'm still alive. Chapter six. Pick up sticks. Chapter 7?
What's pick up sticks about?
Pick up sticks. I think it's about keeping your neighborhood clean.
Absolutely.
The title of this book is How to Be a Fucking Dumbass.
Well, it looks like it is.
Yeah, it is. I've read the book.
Let's move on to some more advice.
I got one more question
for
you. Just one more.
What
would you define as cheating?
What would you define as cheating?
Well, I think it's pretty clear from everything that I've said up to this point that I don't consider eating to be cheating.
But of course, by eating, you mean cuddling it?
No. I mean having dinner, with another person and then having sex with them in a hotel room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I do with Diane? I do something where I put cake on her vagina and I'll eat her out.
Yeah.
Well, and
like thinking about Diane Keaton in this way.
I call it cunnel cake. Cunnilingus with cake, and I call it cunnel cake. Put some powdered sugar on my tongue.
I would say in that sense, Keaton ain't eating.
Oh, my God.
Which plop is where I thought you were going with that.
I'm going to take a nap. I've lost it.
I do think that cheating in any sense is wrong, but I think that the real cheating happens in your heart. You make a decision to cheat in your brain and your heart before you make it physically with your penis or your vagina or your nipples or your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in my instance, I thought I was in a happy marriage, but my marriage was a cheat and a lie. But sometimes the fruit of that lie can be a beautiful little boy. And sometimes that beautiful little boy is all that you need to keep going.
Speaking of, we got a quick sponsor from the new movie, A Beautiful Little Boy.
Wow. What a big wide world. And I'm just this little boy.
Little boy.
Yes?
Clean up this chalkboard full of math equations. I'm fucking done with it. This fucking shit fucking sucks.
But wait, you solved all these math equations?
I got halfway there and gave up. This fucking shit so hard.
You have a beautiful boy.
What?
Hi, I'm Isaac, and I want to be your next American Idol. All right, we're back.
I don't want to see that movie.
Yeah, it's kind of like A Beautiful Mind, but with a boy.
Two-hand-fisted.
This might be controversial, but I think that sex dreams are cheating and are worse than having sex with someone in real life.
So, if Beverly, to posit a question to you, Beverly, condolences.
Mm-hmm.
If your husband has a sex dream, or a wife or a partner has a sex dream about someone else, are they obligated to tell you?
I think they should be open to telling me so it can destroy them. But honestly.
So
I,
they do tell you. What are the consequences?
I leave them immediately because that's your subconscious cheating. I think that's what Felix was saying. I almost called him JPC. I don't know why.
Don't know why?
I think that, that means your heart and your brain are cheating.
Shortly after Isaac went missing, I was in a...
Wait, I'm sorry. Who's Isaac?
It doesn't matter. He's
I'm not familiar with that.
He's gone, and shortly after he went missing, I was in a very dark place, and I was going to Old Country Buffet every day for dinner, and I was going to Waffle House every day for breakfast.
Oh, that is a dark place.
What about, where'd you go for lunch?
I wouldn't eat lunch, or I'd go to a CC's Pizza Buffet.
It's a very dark place.
A couple of days a week, I'd go to CC's Pizza Buffet that filled me up. But in the Waffle House, there was a waitress there, and her name was Cheryl, and she had very kind eyes. And after a few weeks of going to that Waffle House every day, I went to sleep one night and had a sex dream about Cheryl. Now, I knew that this sex dream, which was filthy and wet, was something that I would be ashamed of
like
forever.
Like that geyser that went up my butt.
For sure. something I'd be ashamed of forever if I didn't come clean. And so after I...
Which is what I did after that guy went up my butt.
Beverly called me, said, to the cleanest cum she's ever had.
After I had the sex dream, I went into
like Listerine.
The Waffle House, and I ordered my... I ordered my my special, what I ordered every day, which was black coffee, no eye contact. And I stopped Cheryl, and I said, I have something that I have to tell you. I had a sex dream about you, and I wanted to apologize to you. And that's it. I got out of that Waffle House, and I left, and I never went back.
Was there a Cheryl-sized slap print on your face?
No, there was a Cheryl-sized hole in the side of the Waffle House. Reverse Kool-Aid Man ran out as fast as possible.
Did she put one right hand up and one right, left hand down to make a comical
as she left
figure?
And, the only thing that she said to me as she fled was, meep, meep. So I'll never know what that means.
Well, it sounds more like a Roadrunner situation than a Kool-Aid Man, but...
Sure.
I think it's time for us to wrap this up. I just want to shift it back a little bit. Try not to come Listerine because it does burn.
But you feel so clean. Clean as a whistle.
That's it for us. Thank you for listening to Hey Relationship Relationship. Again, hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
And we have to get out of the studio because I think someone else is in here directly after us.
Well, who's coming in the studio?
Let's see.
It's a show called Hey Riddle Riddle.
What's it called?
I don't know. It sounds fucking stupid.
Sounds like a play
shit.
On Hey Diddle Diddle, The Cat and the Fiddle.
Yeah,
sounds dumb as hell.
Yeah, sounds dumb as hell. Maybe it was probably their third or fourth choice.
I bet they run out of riddles pretty quick.
Yeah, they can't possibly sustain a whole podcast on this.
Well, do they have a Patreon?
Well, of course they fucking do.
Well, of course you can support our Patreon at www.patreon.
Plomp, plomp, plomp.
Plomp, plomp. Let's all get out of here. Come on, we've been in here for too long.
Oh, look, they're coming in.
Okay. Wait, let's each do our famous signature send off.
Okay, no.
Plomp.
Plomp did his. Plomp.
Because my famous send off is starting to say my name and then backing away from the mic.
Okay. JPC Adel, are you ready to record this episode?
What the fuck? What is this? What is this sticky fucking shit all over this table? It's like someone
was Listerine.
It's like Listerine. It feels like Listerine.
Yeah.
No, that's cum.
It can't be cum. If this is cum, it's the cleanest cum I've ever seen. Oh my god. Oh, I hate it in here.
Okay, you guys ready to start an episode?
Yes, let's start.
No shit. Oh, sure. Look, it's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rifai.
I'm a horny dog named JPC.
And roof, Neptune. Roof,
we're not. Roof. Clue Crew.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rifai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. KJ Snyder edited what everybody said, and F. Bumpy Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, Hey, Riddle, Riddles, Clue Crew.